If you look at the Rambam, when he brings the laws of Teichacha, so the Rambam is in Hilchas Deis, it's in Perek Vav, and he goes through all the Lachas, he has a whole Shulchan Aruch related to the laws of Teichacha. Right? The Rambam's Yad Chazak, he lays it out, Klar Kemin Samlok, Shulchan Aruch. And the Rambam omits one Halacha. You know which Halacha the Rambam omitted? The Rambam omitted the Halacha that a person that has a chiyuv to give teichacha, even if it's a Talmud to a Rebbe. And the Lechem Mishnah says, Sarachin, the Rambam left out such an important halacha. I mean, there's a whole word in the Torah, in the mitzvah. I mean, the whole mitzvah is two words, teichach, teichach, and teichach is coming to teach me this halacha. So it's mamash apella, how could the Rambam have left it out? If you look in the Mishnah Melech, so this is not from the Mishnah Melech, it's from the Magi on the Mishnah Melech, who was a Kadmon. But if you look in the Magi of the Mishnah Melech, so he says like this, he says, Lechem Mishnah hikshal Rambam, amai loy hevi din zed afilu Talmud. Says the Magia, says, I don't think it's fair because the Rambam already said it. He said it somewhere else. He said in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and it's a chalos on what he said in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So what did Rambam say in Hilchas Talmud Torah? It's Perikei Halacha Tes. Ra es Rabbi over al Divrei Torah. If somebody sees his Rebbe being over al Divrei Torah, Oyma lo, you should tell him, Limadatonu Rabbeinu Kach Vekach. Rebbe, you taught us. Right, we learned the sugis, we learned Deilu Metzius together. This is Chai V'Hachris, not a Reilu Shaloi. Right, you're supposed to tell him that. The money was spread out. Or wasn't spread out. So the point is, that's what you're supposed to say. Limadutonu Rabbeinu Kach V'Kach. So says the Magi and the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam didn't bring it in Hilchas Deis because he brought it over there. And then he says that Ayin Shara Ephraim Simon, he says, take a look at the Shara Ephraim and Simon, hey, he was Ma'arich on this. So I took a look in the Shara Ephraim and Simon Samachay, and boy, is that a Shalol Rav. I mean, we don't have time to go through this now, but the Shar Ephraim, he brings this Magiyah from the Mishnah Melech, and he says, Imamish doesn't understand the Magiyah from the Mishnah Melech. He says, it's Mamish a peloton. He says, why? He says, because learn the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, how you give Teichacha. Teichacha is a ganze esek, right? It's not so pashut. When a person gives someone Teichacha, you're supposed to give him Musar. Musar, you tell him you understand what's going on over here. You talk to him about Tzchar Ba'omish. Ad hakah, the Rambam says, right? You pashut have to do it to the point where you see this guy, his facial expressions and his body language are that he's about to take you out. As in, Hachoyvel Bechaveiroi fame. Right, this is getting very, very dangerous. Your Pasha is supposed to risk your life and your well-being, Pasha, and your whole future to give a person Teichacha. And there's a whole Indian of how you do. You talked about Olam Habi, you talked about Olam Hazi, you talked about Scharva Oynish, you do a Perabim, you don't do a Perabim, you do it multiple times. Rambam doesn't say that in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah says, "Ros Rabbi Oyver Al Divrei Torah, Oymer Loy Lamadatonu Rabbeinu Kach VeKach." Yeah, you give him a shout out, and if he doesn't listen, Megate Vayter. So it doesn't sound like that's Hilchas Toychacha. If the Rambam held this Toychacha in Talmud, the Rabbi couldn't have falosach on what he wrote in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and he says that's why the Lechem Mishnah blayt Tzarchin. Lechem Mishnah knew every Rambam. You think, right? I mean, that is the Lechem Mishnah. Right, his name was Rabbi Avram Di Biton, but he's known to us as the Lechem Mishnah, as one of the nice Karish Mai Bisra Lechem Mishnah. He's the nice Kalim. And the Rambam, so he didn't forget a Rambam. He knew the Rambam. But Pshan and the Lechem Mishnah is because he understood that their Rambam is not Teichacha. And because their Rambam is not Teichacha, either way, he has a whole Arichas. It's kedai to see it if you want to go through it. But the bottom line is, it's a whole Arichas on Ar Gemara and Icheshbin's da Afilu Me'epomen, right? Because really, the two rabbis are totally zebezeh. Because how do you know Teichiach? Afilu Tamal Rav, it's from the Riboy Haloshin, it's from the Kefal Haloshin of Eichiach Teichiach. Maybe the Rambam learned the Kefal Haloshin is coming to teach me Afilu Me'epomen. Like this is a freak, not like the Gemara. Or maybe. The Rambam held like Reb Shimon at the end of the Gemara, who doesn't even darshan the Kefal Haloshin. Dibra Tari Kalashim the Adam, so he starts cheshbin all the other Rambams, and you have to cheshbin, because the Rambam does bring some of the other dinim that I learned that from the Kefal Haloshin. So it's mamish, very much an iyun on our Gemara that we learned right now. Now, I mentioned the tshuva was fascinating. I'll tell you why, and we'll end with this. And that is, the tshuva was really the second of a series of two tshuvas. So it's in Shara Ephraim, it's Simen Samach Dalid, and it's Simen Samachet. And the two tshuvas are addressing the same exact ma'aseh shehaya kachaya. So there was a yid who got up and he gave a drasha in bismedrish, and in his drasha he was talking about the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu by the snap. This drasha, by the way, was a Shabbos HaGadol drasha, so it's also davar be'itay matay. And he said as follows, ready for this? It's my Yoimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu by the snap. He says, Ke'ei Yimach, I'm going to be with you. V'zelucho ois. So this yid is Baldarshan. He was bothered with a kasha. He said, "Tavdun eso alikim alo harazeh." This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Vayomer, Hashem is talking. Ki anoichi shelachticha. Right. So why did Hashem say "Tavdun eso alikim"? What he should have said was, So what's Tavdun Aselikim? This was his cash. And he had other cashes as well. So he said like this. He said, I hold that the Pasuk, Tavdun Aselikim Alaharaz, is not talking about Hashem telling Moshe that the Yidden are going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Elohim over here is Miloshin Choyl. Really, it's Elohim. And it's referring to the Cheto Egel, which Klal Yisrael worship by the foot of Sinai. Aluva Kalash and Insa B'toichu Pasa. Klal Yisrael worship the Cheto Egel by Har Sinai. And they said, Eile Elohecho Yisrael. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. He said, Tavdu not Esu Elohim B'loshin Kodesh, but Es Elohim B'loshin Choyl. That's what he was talking about. This was really a reference. It was a remiss to the Cheto. So this Yid gets up and he gives this drasha, and it seems it's not the first time this Baal Darshan had said things that maybe not everybody properly understood. Anyways, it was one kanoi over there. He got up and he said, he's being moicha. He says, what are you doing? You're taking the Shem Kodesh and you're being mehapachin into a Shem Choyl. And he started being mecharif him and megadif him. And he literally, he mamish embarrassed him in a terrible, terrible way. He said, you're a koifer be'ikir, you're a koifer be'tayris moicha. We have to be boidik de'ichis. And he threw the whole book at him and everything you could possibly say. Either way, Kim Muvin, it created an uproar. And this Yid, the Yid, the Moichiach, the person that got up and gave the Musa Shmuz, so he wanted to be vindicated that what he did was the right thing. So he sends the whole Maisa Shahaya Kachaya to the Shah Ephraim. Now, it's interesting, Shah Ephraim writes a long tshuva about what do you do about someone that does something like this, but like, what's the Shulchan Aruch of how you're supposed to deal with it? And then at the end, he says like this. He says, you know, the Gemara says, Rapapa said, Tesili, because if I ever saw Tzur Rabbanan do something, I didn't go to sleep until I was Mahapach Beschusa. And it sounds like this Baal Darshan, I know who he is, but it sounds like he's an Adam Gadol. And if that's the case, I'm not going to put my head on a pillow until I'm mahapach b'schusa. So he started saying the shtickle Torah. He says, maybe you didn't understand the drasha. Avadi he learned Tavdin as Elikim Alahar as referring to the Eivishta. But we know that Rabbi Akiva was Dorish Asin Shepetayr, Shemin Amsuni, Nachanish Gamzu. So maybe he was bothered. What's Tavdin as Elikim? S is L'Rabbois. So maybe S is L'Rabbois, the ego. And he said, the emes is like this. The beginning of the pasuk also says, "Boitziyacha esa om mitzrayim tavdun esa alikim alaharazem." Who's the esa om? So he said, the esa om is probably the erev rav, and the erev rav is going to be tavdun esa alikim, meaning the om klal yisrael. They're going to worship Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but the erev rav, who was nichsho with the chate ego, they're the esa om. What they're going to be tavdun is esa alikim. Either way, he says, I'm choshed, maybe that's what he meant. He says, now, even if he meant that, I don't like the pshat, and I would not say it, certainly not say it, Barabim. But he says, I feel like I have to be mahapach b'schusoy, and if he meant that, then your reaction was a overreaction, and as a result, I don't agree with you. Either way, it's a very, very long tshuva in Shas Tshuva Shara Frank. The next tshuva Samache, the Shara Frank gets another letter. And this time, he gets a letter from the Baal Darshan. And Kamuvin, the Baal Darshan, reveals himself. He tells him who he is. So who is the Baal Darshan? He actually wrote a very famous sefer. It's not in circulation. But the sefer is called Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef. Now there is a Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef that's in circulation. This is another Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef. The mechaber of Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef was Rabbi Yosef Almasnino. So he came from the Ottoman Empire, you know, Morocco, Tunisia. Interestingly, at the end of his life, he was in Nicklesburg. So that's quite the track. But the bottom line is, that was this Yid, Rabbi Yosef Almasnino, and he gave the drasha. And he sends this whole story to the Shara Ephraim. And when the Shara Ephraim gets this letter, so the Shara Ephraim is very taken aback. He says, it's you? He says, you see, I was mahapach b'schus because I felt that it came from a Tzum Rabbanon and the Talmud Chacham. He says, I didn't even know it was you. Wow, it's mine. He knew he was. And he had tremendous respect for him. And he handles with him. And it's in that conversation with handling this Indian, this Tshuva, that the Shara Ephraim goes off on a tangent about a Talmud giving Musa to a Rebbe, because that's really what's happening over here. He was the Rav, and they gave him very, very stark at the Chacham. The Rambam doesn't bring that halacha that the Talmud's allowed to be mechiyach a Rav. He says, either way, what this Yid did was wrong, he tells him. And the reason is because even when you're allowed to give Musa, sir, your first move is not to embarrass him, Barabbas. It could be at some point, but whatever. But you certainly can't do it right away. And this is the first Musa. Did anyone sit him down and tell him, you understand that what you're doing is not okay? He says, nobody ever did that. And if nobody ever did that, then for sure what this person did was wrong. Either way, they get into a whole discussion. One of the things that Rabbi Yosef Almasnino told the Shara Ephraim was, he said that the Arizal says, the Pasuk says, Zoyveach le'elehim yachram, bilti la'ashem levadeh. So what does that pasuk mean? If somebody shechs l'Elohim, l'Elohim chay, l'Elohim d'zara, yachram, yischai misa, bilti l'Hashem levadi, you have to bring your kabbonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Arizal said, he said that he saw brought down in a sefer, that really what the pasuk is coming to say is that when a person brings a carbon, so when you makriv a carbon, you want to say that this chatas is l'Hashem, this oil is l'Hashem. You have to say l'Hashem, you're not allowed to say l'Elohim. And Arizal said the reason you can't say l'Elohim is because although l'Elohim, avad is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you also find l'Elohim acherim. You find the word l'Elohim being a l'Hashem chay. And being that you find the l'Hashem chay, if you're going to say Elohim, Elohim, it sounds a little like Shitov, and it's awesome to do that. And he said, that's the oimik of Zoyveach, lo Elohim, Miloshim Kodesh, Yochram. On some level, it's Yochram. So he said, you see that Rizal already took Elohim, which is Choyl, and he made from it Kodesh. So make a taste, you can't go the other way around. This is what's going on in this Shuvah. It's mamish a fascinating beyond Shuvah. But either way, this is what happened. Lamaisa, the Sha'ar Ephraim, as we mentioned, he was Mahapech Peschuse in an incredible way. I found the Tshuva from the Shoyl Meisrit, Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzen, who was an Enochel from the Sha'ar Ephraim, and he was talking about this Yid, Rabbi Yosef Al Masnino, and he says, take a look at my Zayda, how he was Mechavavim, and how he was Mahapech Peschuse, because really what he did was, the Olam felt wasn't okay. But he held he was a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham, you always have to be Melamed Tzus. Incidentally, at the end of the Tshuva, he tells him, there's an easy way out of the whole thing. It's so easy. He says, there's such an easy way out. All you have to do is get up and say, Anshuldik, say, I'm sorry. It was taken out of context. I never meant this is the Pashup Shot. I meant the Drush. I thought you could. Maybe you can't. If you can't, I'm sorry. And you'll be over and done with. This is like a clinic and how you just, whatever. Sometimes the answer is not nearly as complicated as you think it is. He says, the whole thing will be diffused. And if somebody has kindness on you afterwards, then he's wrong. You did something. And if you made a mistake, so good, you're my device of Yeruchim. Then you can't have kindness on you anymore. It's like the last two paragraphs of the Shuvah. He says, it's so posh what you should do. Like, there's no shayla. Just get up and bake mechila. Do it Allah tonight. Dabni nezes tonight by Afi Koyman. If I have to, I do. If I don't, I don't. Whatever. Who cares? L'maisne. Yeah, it's shloishim yoyim koydim l'chag. But he says, there's an eitzah here. And if there's an eitzah here, he says, I don't know what the big deal is. There's such an easy way out. But I'll just tell you one very interesting thing. If you read the bio of Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, so Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, Baal Eidus B'Yosef, a big part of the story is he was very, very good friends with a man who today is known as Nathan of Gaza, who was, of course, Shabsai Tzvi's right-hand man. And he was very, very close to him. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino was one of the very staunch early supporters of Shabsai Tzvi. Now, there's a very important disclaimer here. The important disclaimer here is that many, many, I don't know if I could say Roiv, we have to ask Nachi Weinstein, but I don't know if you could say Roiv, but for sure, many, many, many of the Gedolei Yisrael were supporters of Shabsai Tzvi. L'chatchila. And then when Shabsai Tzvi was exposed as being Shem Rasham Yerkev, like the Chassam Sofer calls him, so at that point, it's already a whole different story. Oh, but L'chatchila Meikara, the fact that he would have been friends with Nathan of Gaza, by the way, Gaza of Gaza fame, and the fact that he would have been a staunch supporter of Shabsai Tzvi, it is what it is. And if we're going to not learn Svarim, for example, of supporters of Shabsai Tzvi, we're going to have a big problem. Right, Beroshim, just to give one dogma, the Knesset HaGdol. Knesset HaGdol was the biggest supporter of Shabsai Tzvi, Kiyodua, right? At Kidekach, I'll tell you something fascinating, that there's a Knesset HaGdol that writes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av that if you smoke on Tisha B'Av, you chayv misa. As I state in Knesset HaGdol, that you're not allowed to reichen on Tisha B'Av, and if you smoke on Tisha B'Av, chayv misa. It's not something you're allowed to do. So there's, in the Shailos HaTshuva, Zecher Yehosef, Rabbi Yosef Zechariah Stern, one of the great Sinais of all time. So Rabbi Yosef Zechariah Stern, and this is in Eir Chaim Chelik Beis, so he brings this Knesset HaGdol, he says, Apelli, and I'll let a smoke on Tisha B'Av, and Noch Yechayev Misa, right? So a man who's smoking back in the day, you'd take a cigarette before you had a coffee, right? So, like, Yechayev Misa, he said, Pshat Zazai. He said, Pshat is, he said, because the Knesset HaGdol was a supporter of Shabsai Tzvi. And because he was a supporter of Shabsai Tzvi, he went along with Shabsai Tzvi. And we know one of the first things Shabsai Tzvi did was he was Mevatel Tisha B'Av. And because he was Mevatel Tisha B'Av, he says, the Olam ate that first Grace of Tisha B'Av, because Mashiach was supposed to come. And he said that the Knesset HaGdol was doing Tshuva Samishka. He felt you had to do Tshuva. You had to do Tshuva over the fact that the whole generation ate on Tisha B'Av. So you know what he said? The next Tisha B'Av, we're going to go Akotza L'Akotza. Not only are we going to mourn the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, but we have to mourn what we did. And that is, we're not even going to reich it. He says, it's poshet. It was the Knesset HaGdol, he said, who was a follower, and he was doing Tshuva, he was being misak in the fact that that whole generation ain't on Tisha B'Av. But Al-Kabar, this is the Knesset HaGdol we're talking about. So the Eidus B'Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, he was a very, very staunch supporter of Shabsai Tzvi. The reason this is so interesting is because Who was the Shaar Ephraim? You know who the Shaar Ephraim was? Shaar Ephraim is a Kadman. Shaila Tshuva Shaar Ephraim was written in the early 1600s. He had a daughter who had a son, the Chacham Tzvi. The Shaar Ephraim was a Chacham Tzvi's grandfather, which means he was Rabbi Yaakov Emden's grandfather. Either way, the Shaar Ephraim, Mamish, was Mahapech Beschusei of this Yid, Rabbi Yosef Almasnino, who was a supporter of Shabtai Tzvi. Again, an early supporter of Shabtai Tzvi. Just the whole world comes together a little bit. Regardless, we'll stop.